how old were you when you left school and started at Fieldings?
I was 15 when I left school and 16 when I started Fieldings.
And was that your first experience of seeing the Fielding and Platt plant when you got there, when you started on your first day, the size of these machines, the scale of the operation?
Yes, it was. It was enormous. And obviously, coming straight from school, I just couldn't believe it. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Did you do anything at school that sort of helped prepare you for, like, the apprenticeship, the technical drawing, the CDT, that sort of stuff?
Oh, yes. I was, I suppose I was always into that side of it. I was very good at mathematics. We did work at Central Technical School. We did metalwork, which I was good at, woodwork, as I was good at. English, I wasn't so good at. But the drawing side, as it proved, I wasn't so good at later on in life. But although I have had a job as a design draftsman in the past. Yes, I suppose really, because it was called a technical school, it sort of channeled me into that sort of area in life, to be honest, which has been very good for me, I must admit. A very good grounding in life.
And you said that the hundreds, that maybe thousands of people had applied for the sort of apprenticeship. Was there like an examination that you had to take to get the apprenticeship in the first place?
If I look back now, I think there was an examination and then there was an interview as well. I think it was also dependent on my GCSEs at the time. It was quite a... Fieldings was quite a difficult place to get into, you know. It was, I suppose it's really on a par with trying to go to university. You are funneled, you know, only 10%, 5% get into these different areas, and Fieldings was, with Doughties, in those days the best apprenticeship there was around, because Bristol Road, where Fieldings was there were so many engineering companies down there, Gardeners, Primalli, the Wagon Works, can't remember them all in this day and age. They've all gone, most of them are gone, but there were a lot of engineering works. But Fieldings and Doughties was the best.
Do you remember the types of things that were asked on the exam or that they asked you in the interview? Was it a grueling process or it's one that you enjoyed?
No, it was a grueling process. Together with the first year as an apprentice in the training school. I always remember Bert Ravenhill. I always thought he was a wicked man. but when I look back on it, he had a job to do and he trained us very well.